This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now 7 after the hour on Tuesday, October the... the 5th, right. I got it. Looking at the calendar upside down. How do you do? It's the DJV program where we do what we can do to make your day better. Jennifer Horn is here to exemplify that, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with a congratulations to the guy, the no-good cur. I don't know if it's a guy, maybe a woman. $700 million. In the Powerball jackpot, and damn it.
Why are you saying,
Jennifer?
why are you saying
no good cur?
Ah, because I wanted to win.
Oh. That's why. Did you play?
I did, in fact. Yes, I did. Fifth largest Powerball jackpot since they started doing this. Seventh largest in U.S. lottery history.
And now he can afford to buy a two-bedroom house in Encino.
Yes.
Right.
Hooray!
Woo-hoo!
Yes, but I don't know that his or her name has been released yet. If I were a winner, I would never want anybody to know.
Keep that a secret.
Yeah, keep it a big secret. So anyway, that's the deal. The total number, the number was 1222. Let's see, I had two of those numbers. What do I do? How about this?
You 12? Do win if you have two.
I had 12 and 22.
I thought you needed more than two.
I think you do.
Anyway. I think it's one in the Powerball or two. I don't know. It's not much. You should look it up and see if you win anything.
Okay. I could get something. Anyway, yeah, sold like in a grocery store in San Luis Obispo. There you go.
So close yet so far.
$699.8 million.
It's Lewis, right?
So what does he, at the end of the day, what does it boil down to? $699, blah, 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 blah. How do you... For the day, I guess $496 million if he takes the cash. Okie dokie.
I can handle that. That would solve a lot of problems, $496 million.
Yeah. Think of all the good you could do. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, if it happened to Facebook, it could happen to you. If I've seen that once, I've seen it 80 times in the past 12 hours about Facebook going offline. Yesterday, a lot of people originally thought that it was cybercrime, but there's no indication of that. But it's a major problem, obviously. And so what is it that, do they actually tell, do they want people to know why it went down?
I'm sure it will come out eventually, but this happened a day after a quote-unquote whistleblower was saying that Facebook knew they were causing harm and letting things happen, and then all of a sudden it goes down.
Causing what kind of harm, Jay? What is that? What do you mean, causing harm? You mean incorrect news that's no good?
Mental health. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, specifically targeting kids. And she's actually testifying today before Congress, this whistleblower.
Is she?
A couple of former employees are coming out saying the same thing, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That just basically, and this is what we've all known, right? That Facebook chooses profits over people. I mean, that's just it. It's and there's a lot of evidence that shows that, especially when kids are involved. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's how could Instagram be good for kids? And yet they had the balsam, as Doug would say, to try to even create another Instagram that's just for kids under 13, and they thought they would get away with that? It's
like
insane.
That would be a good idea. That's awful.
It's crazy.
Well, and also saying that they were helping to spread misinformation.
Yep.
And all these things. And now social media platforms have gone down before, but this was such a big scale. This wasn't just in a few areas or one country. This was
crash.
It was billions of people and over 6 hours that it was down.
Too big. What does Stephen King say? Too.
Proves the addiction that the fact
addiction.
That this is the top trending news.
Too much
what
addiction.
All the news sites were talking about.
I see that a lot of people around the country are thinking about homeschooling now because of, I guess, vaccination, amongst other things, because schools are requiring it. There are a lot of people, as a result of the pandemic, before the vaccine mandate, they just said, okay, this worked out right for us. Let's keep doing it. The heck, we'll send the kids to school. I'd want a factory
beta. I think a lot of parents
get
disappointed in the curriculum, too. I think for the first time, parents were like, oh, this is what my kid's learning in the classroom.
We were all here yesterday, right, when I was talking about the woman in this. It was down in West Virginia, was it, or someplace, Virginia, where they read in the school committee meeting last week the contents of books that are being used in a high school health class depicting graphically sexual activity between gays, lesbians, straight people.
Why do we only need to learn how to have heterosex? That doesn't make sense to me.
Talking about the graphic description of a BJ in a high school textbook.
It was every sexuality, but it's very graphic, like the description. I mean, there were even, like, some of them even had animals involved. I mean, it was like, it's very graphic
ridiculous.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's like college level.
I think that's not even like, it shouldn't even be, the fact that they're calling it a textbook is not a textbook.
But why not? I agree that high school is the wrong place, but why shouldn't this be in textbooks?
I agree,
it shouldn't be in high school, but why can't it even be in college?
Why do you need to be in college
at all?
Why does someone learn sex acts in a clinical sense? I don't get it.
Not suggesting that. It's the graphic nature of doing it. This was a junior high school textbook. This was not a senior high school textbook. And it has, I'm all for educating. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest problems that we have in school is the lack of health ed let me just finish this thought. In terms of what it is that we learn about our bodies, we don't learn it from our parents. You certainly don't learn it at church, at least the right way. And so where is it? That's a good question Victoria presents. Where do you learn about how your body functions, including the sexual
But the problem is that most kids learn from porn because they're not learning anywhere else.
Well, these books are porn. Basic porn.
Well, no, I mean watching porn. And that's where most guys, and it affects more guys than girls, but that's where most guys learn how to have sex and how to do a myriad of sexual acts.
Where do girls learn?
From the guys.
Same way, probably.
The hard way. They learn not to, you know, how many women are adult women in this country who don't even understand the female orgasm? And it's our own bodies and they don't understand it. We're not teaching anything. And I understand, I didn't look at this book.
It's not appropriate, the way that
maybe
that,
not in high school, but at some point we have to have, like, we have to be adults and we have to talk about sex in a very, you know, in a straightforward way so that little boys aren't learning how to have porn star moves where you look at the woman and she's moaning, and that's completely not realistic. It's ridiculous.
When I was in high school, we had medical professionals. It was everybody went into the auditorium, and we had medical professionals up there on the stage, and they talked through everything. They explained everything. It wasn't textbook. It wasn't reading. It was actual medical professionals talking to us about
it. I went to an all-girls high school, and we had very open and honest dialogue about all kinds of sexual stuff. So I think if it's easier to segregate boys and girls, maybe. I don't know the answer, but, I mean, you know,
there were no
questions left unanswered. I think that's the most important thing.
All right, speaking of that, yesterday Governor Newsom signed a law to reform conservatorships in California. This is all, they call it the Britney Spears law, don't they, Jennifer? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
Spears
that's
law?
What they're calling. And, you know, I don't disagree with this. I think that it is ridiculously easy. Well, although people that I've talked to in California have said, it's really strange because I've been talking about this on my local show, and it really depends on what part of the system you enter into. Once you get a conservatorship, it's really hard to get out of it. And that's why it's so appalling that someone like Britney Spears, who is so young, was put into this because of her mental state. When her mental state changes, it's going to change. You're going to get better. Maybe you're in a bad place, but you can work through it. It's a very permanent thing. Typically, it's reserved for people who do have dementia or who cannot take care of themselves or who are not going to recover from that kind of thing. But on the other hand, I had someone call into my program in Los Angeles who said that their kid was drug addicted and they were trying to get him. I guess he was violent. He was depressed. They didn't know if he was going to kill himself or, God forbid, someone else. And they were really upset, and they went to a judge for help, and all they could get was a 5150 hold for 3 days. And so you have some people who say it's way too easy to get this set up on someone like Britney Spears, and it's too hard to break. And then you have other people who say, gosh, we were looking for something like this because our kids were ailing, and there's no in between. So it seems to me that we have a lot to do in this thing where we can get in this whole process where we can get people who need help, but maybe not make it like a lifetime death sentence to have to live under someone's thumb.
Well, and the conservatee, and in Britney's case, she wasn't able to choose her own lawyer, which that needs to change immediately. I think that is in this new bill. And then you shouldn't have to pay for the person who's keeping you in the conservatorship. I mean, Britney pays everyone's bills, everyone's legal bills.
And I think hers is different because she actually has stuff. You know, it's different for someone who doesn't
have anything. Yeah, everyone's sucking off the teat a lot more. I mean, Britney's own lawyer, that Sam Ingham guy, who just recently was removed and replaced with a lawyer of her choice, he would go to Jamie Spears, her father, and basically say, "Or look, I'm going to play nice and I'm going to, you know, report back to you with stuff that she's doing." Because Jamie Spears was the one who had to sign off on his legal bills. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's horrible.
All right. A quick comment on this professor who was suspended for basically, this is a story in Newsweek this week, rebuffing a request to give black students easier tests than white students. This is
a really crazy story.
Yeah.
Well, the story, it's at UCLA, and a professor was suspended because during the 2020 year after George Floyd was beaten and killed by those police officers, I guess some white students in the class had said that he should not give the same exam to his black students. And the UCLA, I guess he got into some trouble because he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to discriminate against any of my students. Everybody's getting the same test. Everybody's going to have to prepare in the same way. And because of that, UCLA suspended him. And he said that he suffered severe emotional distress. Why good? He shouldn't be suspended.
What, for giving black kids easier tests?
No, he wasn't. They asked him, and he said, no, I'm not going to discriminate against any of my students. Everybody's going to get the same test. And then these students started creating a hubbub with UCLA. UCLA suspends him, says that he's being racist.
I get this story upside down. Yeah, right.
And now he's suing. Now he's counter-suing UCLA.
Good. He should. All right, 18 after the hour. This is the Tuesday DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Versana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now, 2-3 after this hour on the DJV program, Tuesday, October the 5th. Time for us to get into the trending world. If you think it's been confusing, when am I going to see a new movie? Where can I go to see the movie? Can I get into the theaters? Wait till you hear what the Hollywood crews, the people, the grunts who work behind the scenes have planned right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, Jay, let's get at the story behind the story with the crews behind the scenes when it comes to movies and television shows. There are, theatrically speaking, about 500 shows that are in production right now with an average crew. Imagine that. Think about this for a second. The average, if you look at the credits in a movie, try to count the number of people that are involved in a major flick or major TV show. There are oftentimes hundreds of people that are part of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. So what's cooking with them?
Well, the members have voted that they will authorize a strike if contract talks do come to a stall. So the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees have been working with all of the other people, you know, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television.
Would stop everything. Everything stops if these guys go on strike. Nothing.
Oh, everything.
Continues.
And the union has not authorized a nationwide strike in its history. The history runs 128 years.
So what are they looking for? 128 years they've been in business. So what do they want? They want more money, obviously. They want better working conditions. Are they upset? Are there a lot of vaccine requirements? Is that something that's turning the knife and twisting it around here a little?
Well, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. There's always time for re-upping contracts and figuring things out. And we do live in a different world. Things cost more. Money is more scarce. You want to be able to support your family, and unfortunately, crews don't make as much as the producers and the actors and the directors and all of the other stuff. So they want to have more of a better living wage. So their vote came to authorize the strike does not mean they will actually strike. It just means if the contract talks stall, then they will move to strike.
They're negotiating in the news media.
Yeah, and they have kind of been negotiating for some time, for I think a month or a couple months now. But the film and television industry has already taken a hit from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
Everything trying to get back up to it, it's kind of like, okay, what's going to happen?
On SNL on Saturday night, I was watching because Casey Musgraves was the musical guest. And a lot of the actors at the very end, you know, everyone comes out onto the stage, and a lot of them were wearing T-shirts that were supporting everybody behind the scenes of the crew and supporting the strike. I think Billie Eilish was also wearing a T-shirt supporting them, too. They do have a lot of people who are understanding, you know, you need to make a living wage. And the profits keep going up and up for everybody else. It's just not for the people who make it actually happen.
Did Musgrave go out naked just carrying a guitar and boots?
No, she was already seated. So she didn't walk out. She was already seated.
But she had a bodysuit on or something.
It appeared to be that she was naked.
If you believe what you read, then it was her naked.
Nothing on but boots and a guitar.
There you go. 28 after the hour. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. Not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A stretch of Southern California's coast around Huntington Beach has been transformed by a damaged oil pipe that released more than 100,000 gallons of oil into the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. On Monday, Governor Gavin Newsom proclaimed a state of emergency due to the spill. Officials are now suspecting a cargo ship anchor may have damaged the underwater pipeline. Cargo ships are littering the Southern California coastline as they are having major delays getting into port to offload their goods. As a Facebook whistleblower will be in Washington today to talk to lawmakers, Francis Haugen claims Facebook betrayed democracy by allowing an algorithm to push misinformation on its users during the 2020 presidential election. Facebook announced in a statement late Monday that its platforms are back up and running after a massive global outage plunged its products into the dark around 11 a.m. Eastern on Monday. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
As the Supreme Court rules in favor of President Trump's plan to use $3.6 billion for the border wall, Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, denounced the Biden administration's open border policy on Newsmax.
Yeah, anytime we put on a uniform, we go out there hoping that we're going to have the support of the administration. But obviously, that isn't happening. This administration does not like our mission. This administration does not like what we go out there and do to stop illegal immigration on a daily basis. And because of that, they're doing everything that they possibly can to undermine what we're trying to accomplish. And look, if it wasn't for these agents and their determination to go out there and serve the public, if it wasn't as we go out there and put on the uniform, if it wasn't for our desire to protect the American public, we just wouldn't do it. There's no reason for us to go out there and put on a uniform knowing that we're going to be undermined in every step of the way by this administration. But we do it because we do want to protect the American public. We care about the American public. It all comes back down to appeasing the base, trying to get out those people that they think they're going to go vote for them. And obviously, the far left does not want anything to do with enforcement in this country. They believe that anybody should be able to run around and do what they want, which of course leads to anarchy, chaos.
The High Court's move Monday meant the justices agreed to take the appeal, then vacated the district judge's initial ruling, erasing it as a precedent. This is USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
And honey and lemon. Oh, hi. Back on the air, are we? Yes, we are. DJV program on Tuesday. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner focusing on today. Because today really is all that we have. Yesterday's long gone. Tomorrow is not here, so tomorrow will not come until we're done with today. Does that make sense? Sort of like the building blocks of life. I guess we could take each second, each minute, each hour, each day, each week, each month. You'd say that about pretty much everything. They're all building blocks. And if you want to have a great life, I think anyway, the best way to do it is to take it a day at a time. Now, I say that, but sometimes I don't do that because I'm subject to the same vagaries that most other people are going through. They worry about tomorrow and what if and stuff like that. I think we're culturally sort of taught to think that it's all about tomorrow, and in fact it's about today. Every single day is really all that we have. Single days, building blocks, one top of the other on top of the other. So hopefully that makes sense to folks. We were talking about what was going on in Hollywood and the worry about strikes and that sort of thing. One of the most disappointing things I've read about entertainment lately has been the fact that Damian Lewis is not going to be in Billions anymore.
This broke my heart.
Yeah.
This just crushed me when I saw this news. And I didn't realize that this has apparently been in the works for a while.
Yeah. Well, his wife died.
He's Bobby Axelrod, in case you don't remember that name. But yeah.
Axe. And he played this to the hilt. He was perfect. Perfect. Now, he's a character actor. He's been in a lot of movies, a lot of television programs. I would say at this point, this has been the pinnacle of his career. He's in his early 50s. His wife died of cancer last April. And so he's been going back and forth from London because he lives in outside of London. I don't think he's British originally.
No, he is.
Is he British originally?
Yeah, he just does a very convincing American accent.
Yeah. Loses the accent. That's the sign of a good actor. Somebody can do that. Anyway, so
he
they're
has
going
young
to
kids too, which is really sad. His wife died at 52, and so he was going back and forth and caring for his young kids. And I think he has like 3 or 4 kids.
Yeah.
So it's a very sad situation, but I'm sure we'll see him again, probably just in more British productions.
Something else.
You know,
yeah,
not
stuff
over
that's
here.
Done over there. Anyway, they have Showtime's got a premiere. They're already starting to shoot it now. It's coming back on January 23rd. Paul Giamatti is kind of the bad guy, although everybody's bad.
Yeah, there are no redeemable characters.
No, they're all really, except for the woman that was Giamatti's wife. I forget what her name is. The actress's name?
Wendy
Schiff
or Sif?
Yeah.
Maggie Sif. Yeah, and she plays the character Wendy Rhodes. Yeah,
she is fabulous.
Yeah.
I think in every respect, she was able to play all parts of this. But in the last scene, when it looked like Bobby was going to be with her, and then you realize that he's leaving and he's not coming back, then it kind of, everybody gets, doggone it. We wanted to see them together.
But I do think the actor who plays Mike Prince is an amazing actor.
Yeah.
He's now the new Axelrod. I've seen him on several other shows.
He's been around as a character actor for a long, long time.
Yeah, he is
bit parts.
Really
this
good.
Is, this is his big... I think this is a big role for him, but without question. And I don't like him. I don't like his character. I don't like Giamatti's character. I think of all the people that are left, the only one that I like is Maggie. Rest of them. So maybe I'll watch the show and
like
see where it goes.
I still like Michael Wagner.
Wags
is fun. Yeah, you can't lose Wags.
No. He's also somebody who's been around forever.
And that's weird. I've never seen him in anything except
this. Oh, my God. He's been everywhere. Just look him up.
He's really good, too.
Yeah. And the other interesting, a lot of these New York actors that have been in everything, I think the first time I saw him was in a Law and Order episode, probably 30 years ago. But he's been around that long, he's somebody that you love to not like. At any rate, so that's the story with Bobby Axelrod. And for those of us who like that show, I think I just spoiled it for everybody who hasn't seen the last episode. That's the way it is down on the farm. Meanwhile, speaking of spoiling things, Phil, will you join this conversation with us? Phil McGinn is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The NFL team was raided by the feds yesterday. And at first it looked like there was somebody on the team that was being investigated. But apparently, and you're in touch with the local media there, Dan Snyder, who's the owner of the team, I can remember when I was working in Washington, nobody liked him then, and that was in the early 1990s. And so I remember, as a matter of fact, talking to Rich McFadden about this guy, how everybody, even then, people just hate that guy. And anyway, he's got a team that's worth $3 billion. So what are they after? Was it him they were investigating?
No.
Who is it?
It's apparently, from what I understand, the criminal investigation involves the head athletic trainer. His name is Ryan Vermillion, I think. And he's been placed on leave by the team. And, of course, according to their official statements, the criminal investigation is unrelated to the team. So there's no information except that it's the...
Is this like a money laundering thing, maybe? Or
it could be.
Something
I was thinking it was like a sex thing, like with a guy from the soccer team.
I think it's more financial.
Gymnastics. Yeah.
We need betting? It sounds like that. It's betting.
I don't know. I mean, well, you could just be money laundering. You could just be taking money from the team and spending it somewhere else. I mean, I don't know. I just, when that kind of stuff happens, I always think of white collar crimes first. Mm-hmm. Since we're piggybacking off of billions, right?
Well,
it feels like it's
witnesses
financial.
The drug enforcement agents were there.
Yeah, really?
Oh, interesting.
That's
twist.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of an interesting twist, there's research being done right now, and I wonder where it will go. We'll all wonder where it will go in terms of, you know, the people who have heart problems and their heart beats, as Ken Kronhaus describes it, like a bag of worms. You have irregular heartbeat, and then pacemakers get... my father had a pacemaker. He didn't really need it, but he had one, as it turns out. Because
my dad has one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so you know what it does. It basically evens out the electrical impulses that keep the heart going. Well, apparently there is a, and I'm not sure that it's in this country at this point, but people, doctors are working on research that would allow sort of a pacemaker for the brain to be in, you know, the brain starts doing crazy stuff, even things like strokes. And that sort of thing. Apparently, this would be a brain stimulator. And among other things, it would treat severe depression. There are lots of people who are very depressed, whether they've been alcoholic. Sometimes they turn to drugs and alcohol because they are severely depressed. So wouldn't it be cool, a lot of people are saying, and I can understand that, if there was something that could be inserted under the scalp that somehow or other would regulate or modify those who are deeply depressed. And as I said, there are lots of people who, for whatever the reason, are deeply depressed.
Well, that would be cool. But then if you can also apply that to people with Parkinson's and other neurological disorders, that would be amazing. I mean, I know that they do a lot of brain surgeries. Like Michael J. Fox has been very transparent with all the brain surgeries that he's had. But that would be amazing if they could come up with something like that.
You know, it's interesting. Law and Order, we always talk about how it's ripped from the headlines. There was one of the episodes of Law and Order SVU deals with a fellow who has Parkinson's who gives $3 million to a clinic to basically have a child. He gave his sperm, had it put into a, what do you call it when somebody carries somebody else's baby? A
surrogate.
Surrogate, right? And then the surrogates, the baby was aborted, and they took the umbilical cord because that's what's richest when just for the, you know, the baby's born. That's what has all of the real antibodies. That's the most important thing. That's why they save the umbilical cords now from babies. Anyway, so this guy was convicted of having the child born. He had Parkinson's. He impregnated a woman, got the umbilical cord so they could use the stem cells to fix his Parkinson's.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But understand, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that would, you know, stem cell research, we have been extraordinarily not smart about stem cell research. It's going on right now. There are at least two ships cruising on the oceans because it's illegal, apparently, in Europe. It's illegal here. I don't know where else it's illegal. But doctors are working on two ships to create, using stem cells, ways to deal with problems like Parkinson's, people who have blood clots in the brain that lead to strokes, people that have dementia, people that have various forms of Alzheimer's. They're doing the research using stem cells to create or to correct the problem, and it's been very successful. But because of the religionists here in our country who don't want to have this legal, I get it. You don't want to use it? Don't use it. But
yeah,
how
but then
the hell,
the same
how
people,
dare you?
All the vaccines are also still from an aborted fetus from the 70s. That same strain, I mean, the bulk of our vaccines that kids get, that we're using now for the COVID vaccine, it's all from the same thing. So people just don't understand. They don't understand the science behind it, and they don't understand, like, what the facts are.
They don't understand what they don't understand, and they don't care to understand it because it flies in the face of what they believe. And I understand people's beliefs. But why get in the way of somebody else wanting to benefit from something like that is so really, it's very important. Okay, so there's food for thought for you. I need to talk about Calitrin for a second, if I may. Your attention, but this is what they say when you get on an airplane, right? Your attention, please. Yes, please give me your attention. For those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, you know how sold I am on the use of Calitrin, and not only because they pay me to have this. I've gone through it. All the ladies here have used Calitrin for various things, and what we like about it universally is that the main ingredient is collagen, which is a protein that your body stops making when you're in your 20s, but yet it's responsible for your skin, it's responsible for bone health, responsible for all kinds of things that are important to your longevity. So with Calitrin, there are three main ingredients, collagen protein, lots of digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, which is, again, good for your skin, good for your body. So I recommend that you try this, the 90-day supply of Calitrin. Now you can actually get 6 months. You pay for three and you get three free. That's the deal in this early fall time. They have different specials that change week by week. Right now, though, more energy, looking better, feeling better, being more healthy. That's what you get when you're on the Calitrin program. Check it out at toploss.com. All natural, known around the world, successful. Yes, 86% of the people who get on Calitrin lose weight. Now keep it off with Calitrin. That's toploss.com, their website. When you check out for free shipping and the 3-in-3 deal, use the discount code DJV, please.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank, or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold has withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD, 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour, that means it's time in this hour of the program for us to get into the ups and the downs, the sideways, if you will, of things from the movies. Chuck Curry joins us in just a moment.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right. Is James Bond real or a hoax? Here we go. Chuck Curry with the latest. Everybody's talking this week about, Daniel Craig got a Hollywood star, the Walk of Fame. Lots of promotion. You can't turn around in a box without seeing Daniel Craig or somebody with reference to the latest James Bond movie, which is out this weekend. I'm going to make a prediction, Chuck. Are you ready?
Go ahead. I'm ready.
200 mil plus on the weekend.
Wow. That's a big one.
What do you think? I think it's there's a lot of anticipation.
There's no doubt. I'm gonna go 150. But we play a music because this day in movie history, 1962, Dr. No, the first 007 film starring Sean Connery, premiered in London. The franchise has done fairly well. It's held up and last
fairly well.
A long, long time. I think it's the third highest grossing franchise in the history of movies. Star Wars is one. I forget the second one. This is third, Bond.
Star Wars, Indiana Jones wouldn't be in there?
It might be. I don't remember the second one.
I think I remember reading once that Harrison Ford was identified with two of the three biggest grossing franchises in movie history. And so that would be, certainly isn't Jurassic Park. But, you know, an interesting thing would be...
It was Han Solo in Indiana Jones.
Right. So one of the things that would be interesting to know is guys like Steven Spielberg, how many box office bonanzas has he had? Is he the number one director when it comes to box office bonanzas?
I think of our generation, no doubt. I mean, the first half of Spielberg's career is iconic. Second half is a little bit up and down, but overall, the guy is probably the most prolific director in this generation. Especially his mainstream, you know, E.T. and Close Encounters and Jaws. The early stuff is just, you know,
but then you could have another category of actors who are also directors and producers. Clint Eastwood would be on the top of that pile, would you say?
He would be. I mean, that gears to a little bit of a more adult-oriented audience, but, you know, I still look back, if you want something to do on a rainy Saturday afternoon, his original Dirty Harry franchise, me, is you know, fantastic entertainment. Obviously, in today's culture, a little bit politically incorrect, but Eastwood is Eastwood, and that stuff was really good. I just want to point out before we leave, today would have been the birthday of Donald Pleasence, an actor I really liked. Loved him in The Great Escape. He played a Bond villain, Blofeld, in You Only Live Twice. He was born in 1919. I just want to point out, he became iconic in a cult way with the Halloween franchise. I think he was paid like $100,000, which was a lot of money for the budget of the original Halloween, to play Dr. Sam Loomis. He appeared in almost all those Halloween movies.
He could play that kind of a role.
He did a great job.
But he could play an evil guy because he had that look. Sometimes it's
well,
look.
You know, Dr. Loomis is a good guy, but
his
turn opposite Jamie Lee Curtis in the original Halloween is one of the reasons that movie has stood the test of time. At the time, Halloween was the most successful independent movie ever produced, made over $100 million on a budget of less than a million. I think it was $350,000. It made like $100 million.
People like Jay to go see and be scared and love it. Or you too.
So I just want to point out, we're all fans of Donald Pleasence, a good actor.
Good. Damian Lewis, speaking of good actors, getting off of Billions.
I read that they were
going to make a movie out of that. That'd make a good movie, too.
It would be, but I don't know if it's popular enough on Showtime. I mean, the audience, it has a loyal following, but it is limited, though.
Yeah, but it's a fabulously well done. The twist in terms of the way the thing was written, wow. So there it is, all of today's focus on movies and videos and that sort of good stuff. Chuck Curry here for the rest of us on the
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.